Well, here we are, 11:36 on a Wednesday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, it is birdhouse time. We'll have the Cowboys and the Chiefs, a game plan. How did the Cowboys do this in 15 minutes? But no Corby today, which means we will be asking the questions to ourselves that you guys have sent in at Invasion 9 till 1, at Great Donovan, at McMatt Radio on Twitter. This is a good one. We'll start with this one. Z for the win tweets in, you can only eat one Thanksgiving side dish for the rest of your life. Which one would you choose?
Oh, man.
And I know hands down what mine, I would have said mashed potatoes years ago, but now it would be
broccoli cheese rice casserole
that my mom makes. Hands down would be my choice.
That's the only thing he's been talking about since Monday.
I think I'll lean towards mac and cheese because that's my favorite. But man, that sweet potato casserole may have something to say also, because that is delicious. I'd have to probably go mac and cheese. That just flows with everything.
It's a tasty one.
Mac and cheese is the big winner.
For you as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. We don't have mac and cheese at my Thanksgiving, I don't believe. I enjoy mac and cheese, but the broccoli cheese rice casserole is.
And you guys ever had the baked potato casserole?
Yes. Very good.
That's in my top three.
Casseroles are good.
They are good. And they keep for a long time. You can munch on them for a while.
Hash brown casserole is awesome. Probably other casseroles.
Yeah, don't forget to bring me a little bit of that asparagus casserole.
I'm sure my mom will remember and be like, well, I made this for Donnie.
All right. Well, she doesn't sound like that. Why do you?
Here, I put this together for your
okay,
co-host.
Yes, that's more like it.
Is that better?
Sure.
All right. Just Jay asks, Matt, have you ever done a homebrew? If not, why? And Donovan, have any of the exposures to the beers you've had, is it something you ever choose to order on your own?
If I'm out and I'll see one maybe that we've done on Just a Sip and, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was it, then yes, I definitely will if I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But I really, that's just not even top of my mind when I'm going out.
Yeah.
So I rarely even ever look at the beer menu, but I have started doing that a little more now. Just even looking at it, knowing I'm not going to even order it, but I'll see something. Okay, that's the style that we had, or
there we go,
or something like that. So I'm evolving.
You had some in Spain?
I did. I had to make sure and get that beer. I did.
Yes. And no, I've never tried to homebrew, but I've been around. I mean, I've been in the brewing process at actual breweries, so it's just not. I don't like to cook. Brewing beer is a lot like cooking. It takes a lot of time.
I've tried one time and I failed miserably, but it took an entire day for me to. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It took you an entire day, Killer, to make a gin and tonic, so.
Well, it's because I tried.
When you talk about the homebrew, it's a little more involved than the gin and tonic. Maybe the hardest I've ever laughed in a setting in my life. It was incredible, Killer. You're the best.
It's the first drink I ordered at every Super Bowl party now, by the
way. Is. Nice. And you just look around with a big smile on your face.
And I'll make sure one of you guys is standing there right beside me when I do it so that you get a kick out of it.
Love it. Love it.
Shep.com. Who would you guys like to see UNT hire as their next head coach? And he throws out a random list of guys. Mike Gundy, Chip Kelly, Jubb, Mike McCarthy, Garrett, Stone Cold.
Stone Cold would be great.
Jubb!
I don't know who
do you think
be.
Will
These
be
always...
in the lead for that. That's
Billy Napier.
I just don't know if you're going to get a huge name.
It's actually a really good suggestion.
Do you think you'll get a huge name like that to come to?
I wouldn't think so, but I don't know. Unless he wants to go as an OC somewhere, that's the level of school that if he wants to walk in and be a head coach, that he could go be a head coach. Billy Napier, you failed at Florida.
And he's not walking into a completely decimated program. He's going to have the foundations to build himself back up faster than
he
would anyplace else.
Yeah. But you don't think a lot of those guys in North Texas are going to go to Oklahoma State now?
Yeah, but they've been winning football for a good while now. I mean, they've been playing really good football for over a decade.
But it's one of those things where you have to expect that you're going to have to start over. And it always starts at the quarterback position. Now, if you can get a name like that that can recruit and bring a quarterback in, you won't miss a beat. But I feel like that they're gonna pick North Texas pretty clean for them to go to Stillwater.
Yeah, we are.
But Napier would be very good hire as a guy that can recruit the South, understands how to do that. Maybe he could get DJ Lagway to transfer.
I think that'll be a big get for North Texas if they went Napier. I know a lot of people frown their nose because of he didn't succeed in Florida, but I think that would be big.
I would agree. So start there, maybe. All right, Dr. Bogermu Barrett Swingdworth.
Dr. Detroit.
Asks, what should I eat to produce the most destructive and nasty farts imaginable?
Kale.
I think sauerkraut, cabbage and sauerkraut, because sauerkraut is cabbage. Well, yeah. Cabbage is up there, man. Like, if you just eat boiled cabbage or sauerkraut, you're going to have some. A lot of things that are really high in protein tend to do it.
Right. You need to, cabbage has had a little bit of a renaissance, almost like the Brussels sprout, because you have to dress it up like the Brussels sprout in order to eat it. But if you just boil a cabbage like you're boiling Brussels sprouts, that's not tasty. It's not good.
You don't like boiled cabbage?
No, you got to season it with something. Throw some bacon grease or something. You got to dress it up.
I guess I really like cabbage because I eat sauerkraut all the time, and I like boiled cabbage quite a bit.
I need formal cabbage and formal Brussels sprouts.
You know what
you have to dress them up.
Really, with those Brussels sprouts.
Really rank for me, cream cheese.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but if I eat a bunch of cream cheese later on that day, I could paint, like, stain the walls from the air.
Do you eat it like just?
Do you just like take a spoonful
on a cracker? Or
yeah, like if you eat it like on a bagel.
Yeah,
or,
a bagel, right?
Like, you know those little pinwheel things that will make, like, you put cream cheese in a tortilla and wrap it up, something like that. Yeah.
Do you ever slice it up in your? Right. Do you ever put it on your turkey, your lunch meat?
No.
I've seen it done that way.
Yeah, but cream cheese, for whatever reason, it tends to just get my insides. And then you can feel those, where it burns a little, and you know it's going to be bad. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about the burning thing.
All right, so we continue here on Birdhouse. Randy asks, if the Mavericks were trading for Luka Doncic today, what do you think that package would look like? How much more would it be compared to what they got in return? Okay, let's assume the Lakers are open to trading.
And let's imagine that you have those first round picks, because I know you don't. It would take, I don't know, how many first rounders?
A minimum of five.
Cooper.
You have to send Davis to make the contracts match.
And they probably would say no. They probably wouldn't work around it. Right. Everything else but Davis. It would take Cooper.
Lively.
Lively.
Yeah, I think you're right. Cooper, Lively, a minimum of five first-round picks.
You may have to throw P.J. Agafford in there also.
Yes. Seriously.
Yeah, you would. You'd have to strip everything down. They'd even ask about Kyrie.
And you know what? Take him. We got Luka. I don't care if Luka's the only player on the court and it's one-on-five.
So if you brought Luka back, would Anthony Davis all of a sudden get healthy again?
No.
Then he's good to go?
No.
Thank you, Rick. No.
Okay, so Andrew, here on the Birdhouse, this is a great question. When you played basketball as a teenager, did you wear high-top shoes? When did shoes change in college and the pros? Please help me understand. Well, I can tell you, it's not just college and the pros. My son, at the high school level, at AAU and all that, they don't wear those. They prefer the low tops. I don't know when that change was, because I did wear
imperative that you wore high tops.
When I played basketball in high school, I got Reebok pumps because I thought those were the most, they were black and white and you pumped them up.
Heck yeah.
We all thought
you could fly.
Was the coolest thing on the planet.
No, I never had a pair, but I always wanted one.
Say, man, I got to get pumps. Those are the basketball shoe that will make me elite.
If I did not have high tops, I would not play basketball.
Yeah, and so I wonder, I texted my son, he hasn't responded, because I was curious why they don't wear high tops anymore. You never see them. All the kids that are out there now are wearing low-cut shoes.
Well, the internet says Nike's Kobe 4s came out in 2008, and that was when he started wearing the low tops, and that's when it really started kicking in, where players started shifting away from the high tops. It was in 2008.
Because we used to be told, like growing up, oh, you have to have high tops because it helps you for support.
Right. You'll roll an ankle. Right. Yeah, of course.
So I was convinced growing up, oh, you can't play basketball.
And you had to tie those shoes really tight with the high tops in order not to roll your ankle. And yeah, I don't know when it happened, but still to this very day, I haven't played basketball in a while, but if I did, I will totally grab the high tops. I'm not playing in low tops.
Yeah, I started playing in low tops when I play with him. And now I'll just run out there in my workout shoes and whatnot. But it never would have crossed my mind until I saw all the kids that are playing at his level now that are wearing low top shoes. Yeah, they're all, you're staring at, he's watching Towson and UC San Diego.
We have a college basketball they're game all on low the tops. Television just looking to see. And yeah, they're all playing in low tops. And I don't know when it changed, but
it must be
I can promise you 15 years ago when you looked at the league, everyone was wearing high tops.
You think it's because they're also now they're taping their ankles a lot more than they used to do where they don't have to have the support of the high top because they've got the tape in there on top of the sock, and maybe the compression sleeves and all that stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. But you don't see those guys having the sleeves. I mean, you just see regular socks. If you wore tights, maybe that's a different story as far as a little support. But I would think that even with high tops, you had your ankles taped at the higher levels, maybe not high school, but maybe college and the pros. But no, it's definitely flipped. And that's maybe that's why I don't play basketball. That and I'm mid-50s.
I mean, they used to be, I don't know if you guys ever had these, and not even the Reebok pumps. I had a pair of Nikes that had, you tied them, and then up above the ankle had a Velcro strap.
Yeah. Right, right.
And you'd pull that tight to make sure, because you, otherwise you would have shattered your ankles if you didn't have those on.
And that was always the, you will hurt your ankles if you wear low tops.
Yeah,
I remember one time I did, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's because I didn't have the high tops. Or you just tie your shoe real tightly and get back out there. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
You never did that? I broke my ankle once and just tied my shoe tighter and went out there and played. And I was like, man, something's really wrong. This is more than a sprain. Sure enough.
No.
That hurt really bad.
Yeah, any opportunity to sit down because I'm hurt, I would.
I just pushed through it like a champion.
Whatever.
It's like, my legs still work? Is it cut off? No? Then I'll play this stupid pickup basketball game and make myself worse for later in life. Real smart, kids. For nothingness.
Yeah, how much was the check that you got for playing basketball?
Zero.
Oh, you didn't get anything, but you still played,
just for
huh?
the love of the game.
That game cost me a chunk of change because I had
fact,
to go to the doctor.
You want to be mayor of Duncanville so bad, you won't accept a paycheck. You're going to be mayor for free.
Whoa, whoa.
Courage.
Let's slow down.
Because you're going to do it for the love of the town.
Okay, so.
Love of the Ville.
Let's just see how much the salary is at first.
Wrap up with this quick one. And
all right.
He's asking, is turkey overrated? What would you rather eat for Thanksgiving? It got me thinking if, no, one, turkey's not overrated.
I think turkey is absolutely overrated.
Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree. But if you're not going to eat turkey on Thanksgiving, what would you eat?
Ham.
Hot dog.
Ham is way better than turkey.
Do you not do turkey? Like, tomorrow you won't eat turkey?
Oh, yeah.
You will?
Yeah. He's just asking, is it overrated? And I'm saying yes. But, and I guess it's the way you cook it, because just regular...
What about like smoked
turkey?
Like
the old school way, it's really dry.
Yes, bad. Fried turkey is the best.
Cajun spice turkey
or
whatever.
But it's very dangerous to make, and I understand that. And a lot of people can't do it right.
Smoked turkey's really good, too.
But just the turkey you grew up in, oven baked or whatever, can get really dry, and it's just not good. It's okay. I'm not saying it's nasty. It's okay.
Well, honey baked ham is high-level ham.
Yeah, ham is great.
Ham is great.
Like all kinds of turkey.
And so you only get the ham for Easter. That's about it.
Christmas?
Yeah. You don't do a Christmas ham?
No.
I do like the Christmas.
We don't?
We should do it. 4th of July? No, 4th of July is burgers and
ham?
Dogs. Ham? No, I realized my mistake as I was talking.
Maybe
that's
corn,
called the drop third
corned strike. Beef at St. Patrick's Day. Just beef with corn in it. What?
Is that the birdhouse? Do you have any more
questions?
That's the birdhouse. Okay, all right. It's 11:50. Lunchtime with the Invasion is right around the corner. We will have Picks with Friends at 12:30. We will have Just a Sip at 12:15. But coming up next, let's put together a game plan.